I'd like now to welcome dancers Maya Aubrey, Roger Montoya, and Campbell Martin. They will be performing in a performance on Friday and Saturday of this week called Encore at the James A. Little Theater. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's great
to be here.
It's great to have you all. Now, this is a very interesting concept for a dance performance, which is, Maya, was this your brainchild? You've taken dancers out of retirement and put them back on stage?
Yes. I mean, retirement for a dancer is usually 30 years old, and then it's like, oh, what job am I going to find now? But most of the dancers are over 40, and I used to dance in New York City in this company, Paul Sanisardo, and there was a beautiful dancer that I would see on the walls, her picture, her name was Joan Lombardi, and she moved to Santa Fe. She was another generation above me in this company, and I ran into her in a ballet class, and I said, you should put a dance together. I mean, she used to do some beautiful choreography and back in the day, and she said, well, I have a piece for 8 mature women. Where can I find them? And I said, oh, you've come to the right place. I teach Pilates. I'm in ballet with these wonderful ex-dancers that have all moved to Santa Fe. And so we love the camaraderie of being together in a rehearsal situation. So I said, let's do this piece. It's a half an hour long. We better have a concert to put it into, because nobody would put it in a showcase. It's such a big chunk of choreography. And that's what I did in my day. For 20 years, I choreographed and danced, and that's how I... what I did. And so I said, well, I think I want to start choreographing again. So I pulled together 4 pieces to add to the concert as well. But it started with this brainchild of getting this, all of us together in one spot. And of course, we had to add gentlemen to the production as well. And Campbell and Roger. Campbell and I have danced together in a few showcases, and Roger Montoya still continues to perform and has added his lovely presence to the show.
Oh, thank you.
And you not only dance but sing, although not in this performance.
Right.
Campbell Martin.
I talk in this performance.
Ah, you do?
Yeah, I do a little dance monologue, Pas de Deux with Maya, one of her creations.
Now, when you talk about a piece for 8 mature women, why do they have to be, what's the maturity angle?
Well, the piece deals with death, destruction, and nuclear holocaust, so to have women who have born children and gone through some kind of loss in their life, you know, as a young dancer in their 20s, a lot of people haven't had that experience. So most of us have either had children or experienced loss of parents and grandparents and whatever. So when you bring that depth of emotion to the role, it really changes and enhances the choreography.
Now, are you performing that piece?
Yes, we are. It's called Cry Chord. And it's about a half an hour piece long, and it's very strong visually.
I can't imagine that piece being done without mature women after seeing it with this company. I know Joan did it in New York with her company, and she had young dancers, and I think it's a whole different thing with these women that have this information inside of them that they can project through dance. It's pretty amazing.
Now, when we say mature, we're not saying we're walking in with canes and walkers and we can't move. I mean, everybody's in amazing shape.
I know.
Incredible control of their bodies, but they have this confidence that just comes with experience.
Exactly.
Someone I know asked me, I was telling him about the concert, and I said, well, are you guys on walkers? And then he said, yes, smart aleck. And I said, you know what? I could take you with my tights and toe shoes right now, buddy.
Yes.
Everyone's in great shape.
Did you?
Yeah.
It'd be very nice to add as well that people in Santa Fe who come to see this show will be really, not shocked, but very proud of the level of dancers that we have here in that age bracket. Because they say, wow, this is impressive. They are definitely mature, but they're elegant and gracious and lovely. Really, really beautiful.
Well, for example, Roger here used to dance with the Paul Taylor Company in New York City. Campbell performed on Broadway in some major roles, Singing in the Rain, Cats, to name a few. Allegra Lee Lard and her husband both danced in numerous ballet companies for many, many years before coming here and opening her dance schools. Dance for Joy is her dance school. Pearl Potts danced in Germany with Johann Kresnik, a German dance theater company. I mean, it's just an incredible caliber of dancer.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what elements of dance are like riding a bicycle that you never forget? And then what part do you have to keep up through rigorous daily practice? And if you don't, you totally lose it.
Well, you have to have the rigorous daily practice. I mean, we've all been doing our ballet and our Pilates. And
It's amazing. These people still have technique. And I think my technique left in my 30s somewhere. I'm 48 now, and I'm trying to find mine. And I'm watching these guys on stage because I'm not in these big numbers. I'm in just these little specialty numbers. And so I get to watch them, and I'm going, they're older than me. and they've got this technique, because they take class every week. These are major caliber dancers. You would not know. These people are dancing like they're 24.
Yeah, I did go to rehearsal, and it was quite amazing that they look like, most of them, not all, but most of them look like they've been dancing every day for their whole lives. I did ballet as a kid, and some years ago I went to a ballet class here in Santa Fe, and I felt like I was wearing an iron jumpsuit. I mean,
it takes a lot to elevate and levitate and jump and keep your leg up. So, yeah, everybody's been staying in shape for this show.
As much as possible. It is a challenge, I have to say. Flexibility, the joints, you know, the whole mechanism of the body doesn't function nearly as well. Mark Morgan and I were joking yesterday that the myth of warm-up, he said, oh, here we go, you know, we're sitting between pieces waiting, and then you stand up and the knees are like ice or cement, and it's like, well, let's throw back a couple of aspirin and hit the stage.
Yeah. The myth of warm-up as opposed to just thaw.
Exactly. And just kind of get out there. But, you know, what's beautiful is that the history that we all hold from many, many years of training and working together really is the through line to keep us going as performers, whereas younger dancers would really be holding really more strong to their technique and their youth.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we can step on stage and really don't have to do as much as we did earlier.
Now, what are all of you doing now that you're no longer professional dancers? What kind of professions do former dancers take up when they're 30 years old?
Well, should I start? We'll go around the table.
I currently, for the last 15 years, have been a visual artist, painter, and I spent the last 20 years as an advocate for youth and children, particularly in northern New Mexico, with all of the arts. I run an arts program in Española public schools, and it's tremendously satisfying to work with young kids. There's no words to describe.
What about you, Campbell?
Well, I teach at the College of Santa Fe. And
what do you teach?
I teach tap, I teach musical theater dance, and I direct and choreograph musicals there.
So you're still very much in the world.
Yep, and I also teach Pilates.
What about you, Maya?
Well, when I retired here, I was 37, and I had a dance company in Chicago at the time, Excite Performance Group, and I thought, Santa Fe is so beautiful, I'm so inspired, I'm going to move here, and I'm going to start a company, and we're going to tour the world. Well, I got into Pilates instead, because that was like the crest of the wave. So I've been teaching Pilates. I have my own studio called Pilates Zone. I do teacher training there now. And I do dabble. Once a year, I'll do a performance, like a one piece for one company or one solo. And that's what's great about this concert, is that it's not just a showcase. We're working as a company together. Everybody's in at least two or three pieces.
And so Pilates seems to be something that is favored by dancers as opposed to other kinds of exercise.
Well, the thing is, it's got the same mentality that it would take to do a pirouette, you know, as it would to pull your abdominal muscles. And you learn anatomy as a dancer. You learn how to control your body. And Pilates has that same sensibility. So all the information we've been studying and learning for years, we just channel it into a new vocabulary, and it's just been like a godsend for dancers. It's our retirement commission
also
for all the work we've
done.
Keeps us in shape.
Now, tell us about the choreography. Did you choreograph some of the pieces, all the pieces?
No, I choreographed a large suite called Dreamscapes, which I collaborated with David Aubrey, my husband, who's a filmmaker and cinematographer. He's done some beautiful video images that enhance and bring alive landscapes of New Mexico, landscapes of the mind. And then the red dress that Camel and I are performing, we did a couple of years ago in a showcase. We're bringing it back as an encore. Curtis
Ullman
from Moving People has been the one person who's commissioned outside of this group of dancers, and he's choreographed this beautiful piece for the ensemble. Joan Lombardi, as I mentioned before, is doing the cry chord. Mark Morgan and his wife Allegra Lillard are doing a beautiful ballet pas de deux, which is unbelievable. It rivals with any major ballet company in the country you'd see today, the stellar. And then Carol Liebman has choreographed the tap dance that Campbell is performing a duet with her. And Pearl Potts, one of the other producers of the show, who's not with us today, is doing a solo.
And that we're talking about Encore, which is some performances Friday and Saturday at the James A. Little Theater here in Santa Fe. There's also a film, a documentary film by your husband,
David Aubrey. He's worked on many films in the past. I don't know if you're familiar with the film Baraka, which was the man who did Quiana Scotzi and all that stuff. Anyway, he was one of the editors in Baraka, so he's done some wonderful feature work as well as documentary work. And I've always wanted to do something with him, but he's so busy and in demand that I just, you know, couldn't afford him. But as a favor, he's come in and done interviews with all the dancers and pieced it together so you get a little idea of the history of where people come from and what it feels like coming back to do the show together.
Yeah. Actually, we got to see this film for the first time last night. As the audience walks in before the house lights go down, there's a loop of slides playing of all our pictures of us from our past careers, like me with hair and tight skin. And then before, there's a couple of sections where they show the documentary where they're actually interviewing and talking about our careers and what inspires us to dance. It was really beautiful. We were sitting there like watching home movies last night. It was great.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I want to add as well that when I first heard there was going to be film, I thought, well, it'll be nice. And when I actually saw it together, it's quite interesting and beautifully done.
Yeah.
It's very, very lovely.
It really enhances the entire performance. It brings it to a third dimension, a fourth dimension.
A fifth dimension.
Yes, thank you.
When you observe dancers who are now in their 20s and 30s and doing what you did 20-whatever years ago, how is their world different from the world that you came up in then? Or is it pretty much the same thing?
I think it's much more eclectic today. You need to be able to do every form of dance there is, from ballet to hip-hop to theater to, you know, and when I was dancing, you'd study with one choreographer their style or ballet and learn a technique. And now you've got to be able to do everything if you really want to get a job.
Really?
Versatility, absolutely.
Versatility.
Mm-hmm. So is that because choreographers are just doing so many different kinds of performance within one show?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, if you've seen the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet company lately, I mean, they're doing modern dance. They're not just on point with tutus. I mean, they're moving their torsos and they're moving in odd shapes and they're turning their legs in. And people didn't do that so much, you know, 20 years ago.
Exactly.
And, you know, in the modern dance world, you've got to be able to do handstands and headstands and flips, and the women have to be able to lift them in. Pilates.
Yeah. So what happens now? You're doing this performance over the weekend. Do you have plans to stay together and do more of this kind of work?
Well, once we get through this weekend, we'll get everybody to sign a contract in blood. But I think we're having so much fun, we'd love to do it as an annual, if not semi-annual event.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you had observers from the outside come and watch your rehearsals?
We have.
To some degree.
Yes.
And what do they say? I mean, I guess we could get feedback after the weekend's performances, but I'm so curious to hear what it's like and what is different. I mean, I went to the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet last weekend. It was wonderful, but it is that highly youthful, athletic, energetic dance. So are you able to observe yourselves or see or feel how this is really different from that?
Lord. I don't know.
Well, I know one comment. A client of Mark Morgan's, Mark Morgan went from ballet dancer to chiropractor.
Right.
So he had some of his clients come in, and they'd see him as Dr. Mark Morgan.
Right.
And to see him with a bare-chested, in his tights, lifting his wife in a full body press above his head and spinning around, they're in shock and awe.
He looks
literally
like Superman.
He does. He does.
Absolutely.
Don't let him. Do not let him
hear
this show.
If you're listening, don't let it go to your head. Dr. Morgan.
Just know that when this is over, I'm eating fried chicken, mashed potatoes. I mean, because these guys, Roger and Mark, are up there bare-chested. I come out in my underwear.
Well, you're bare-chested.
Well, bare-chested, yeah. And I'm like dying. Thank God I'm not up there at the same time with them. And
you look amazing.
And Mark's
Campbell.
Older than me.
Oh, you look fine, Campbell.
You haven't seen me naked.
You'll come to the show and you may.
Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Well, I mean, do you make adjustments like that? I mean, do you adjust for people's changing physique and whatnot?
Well, okay, the secret's out. I had to make adjustments because I got a hip replacement 5 years ago. So I do not roll to the ground because I can't get back up again. But I'm hoping that you won't notice that in the show.
You would never know that.
Well, now that you pointed it out.
No, Maya's gorgeous.
So what kinds of music are people going to hear with the dance?
What is Curtis's piece of music?
It's a contemporary piece of music, and you know, I don't even know the
composer.
Composer, I'm not even sure what it is. It's a synthesized piece of music.
We have Bach, piano concerto. We have a Bach string quartet. We have a Vivaldi. We have the Blue Man Group. Dead Can Dance.
Lisa
Wide Range.
Lisa Gerard from Dead Can Dance is singing, yeah.
And it's all modern dance / ballet.
We like to call it contemporary dance.
Contemporary dance.
Which kind of embraces everything.
Yes.
With some theater.
Yeah, also music from Triplets of Belleville that I'm tapping to with Carol Liebman.
Pretty wide range.
Right. And then an original score. Is that an original score that Joan is using? There's some Meredith Monk in there.
Yes.
So it's pretty wide range. The highs and the lows.
So you're doing it three times. You're doing it at 8 o'clock on Friday night, and then on Saturday at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock. That's kind of a pretty heavy physical day on Saturday.
Oh, it'll be easy compared
to
yesterday. Well, you know, it's funny. We put the matinee in there because we thought, oh, we're here anyway. Everybody in Santa Fe goes to sleep at 6 o'clock, so that matinee is going to be packed. So if you're listening,
come to the night show. I mean, they stay up all night?
That could be 6 p.m. I mean, people wanted to come to the matinee, so... you know, this is a one weekend only, so if you're listening to the show, don't put it off till next week and you'll miss it.
Well, anything you want to add before we go?
Tickets are available at Kix.
And at the door.
Tickets are available at Kix and at the door, and there's a phone number here. I don't know.
That's for Kix.
That's for Kix. It's
the
phone number for Kix, 982-9277, if you have any questions, or you can just simply get them at the door. So, Maya Aubrey, Roger Montoya, and Campbell Martin, thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you for supporting us.
My pleasure. We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR.